Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of ANZ's Trade Finance in the Spotlight. In this series, we're conducting a number of discussions with various clients of the bank in order to assist them with some of their problems relating to international trade. Today, I'll be talking with Rena. Hi Rena, welcome. How are you?
Afternoon Chris, I'm well thanks. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you for coming in. Today, I'll be helping Rena respond to a prospective buyer based in India with whom she's currently discussing a new contract. Rena, perhaps you'd like to give us a little bit of background as to your current situation.
Well, Chris, my company is a resource miner and we specifically deal in coal. Typically, we sell to our local market in Indonesia directly, primarily to local energy companies. But recently, I've received interest from a potential buyer in India. I'm currently communicating with the Indian buyer who's looking to import coal from me, and they've asked to discuss some aspects relating to our various responsibilities. I wanted to ask you precisely what these are in such a transaction.
Thanks, Rena. It's good that you've come to talk to me. Firstly, considering the nature of the goods concerned, I imagine you plan on shipping them by sea in a bulk carrier.
In our case, we would plan to load the coal onto rail cars located near our mine first and then send it to our local port for loading onto the ocean vessel.
Okay, good. So once the goods have arrived at the port of loading, the coal will be unloaded from the rail cars and be placed on the wharf alongside the vessel, ready for loading of the coal into the holds of the ship, and not in containers, given what you're dealing with.
Yes, that's right.
What quantity are you looking to sell to the buyer?
Well, I think that the amount required will be in the vicinity of 90,000 metric tonnes. So I understand that they're looking at organising a bulk freighter to take the coal direct to the destination port in India. My buyer seems to be organising most of the shipping from their end.
That sounds good. So has the buyer indicated to you what Incoterm they wish to use?
Yes, they're talking about one called FAS, but I'm not very familiar with this term. We've only shipped internationally a few times in the past, and these have all been on an FOB basis. Can you help explain to me what FAS means and what the difference is between the two? Also, I'm not sure how the buyer plans to transport the coal once it arrives at their end. Should I be concerned about this?
Sure, Rena. FAS stands for Free Alongside Ship. This means that you're responsible for delivering the goods next to the vessel at the wharf, quay or barge at the loading port in Indonesia.
This sounds very similar to FOB.
It is similar, but does differ slightly from FOB, which you may recall stands for Free On Board. Under an FOB contract, you as the seller are responsible for the goods until you deliver them actually on board the vessel. Under an FAS contract, you only need to get the goods alongside the ship itself. This means that the buyer then becomes responsible for getting the goods off the wharf and loaded onto the vessel.
So there's less responsibility on my part as the exporter under an FAS contract?
That's absolutely right.
So is FAS suitable for this type of shipment?
Yes, it is. Given the nature of your proposal with the buyer, FAS is perfectly fine. Once the goods have been placed next to the vessel at the designated port, you have in fact completed delivery and therefore would be expected to be paid under your contractual agreement.
So from that point on, the goods become the buyer's responsibility?
That's right.
I take it I should include this in my agreement with the buyer?
Exactly. Any agreement with the buyer, including the agreed Incoterm, should be documented in your contract so as to avoid any disputes later, should something happen to the goods whilst in transit.
Like what?
For example, if the goods are damaged after you've delivered them, or they become lost. This is what Incoterms do. They set out exactly where transfer of risk and costs occur.
So using FAS describes my responsibility in relation to risk?
Yes, it does, and also cost.
Cost?
Under FAS, transfer of risk and cost occur at the same place. In other words, you'll be responsible for all expenses in getting the coal alongside the ship, which has been nominated by the buyer.
Why nominated by the buyer?
This is because the buyer will be responsible for the main carriage of the goods, therefore will arrange for booking of the vessel and then for any on-carriage from the discharge port in India to their own premises or wherever the goods are destined from that point.
So is there anything else that I need to do?
You would need to provide your buyer with some form of evidence of your delivery. Typically, this may be in the form of a receipt. You will need to arrange and pay for the normal export formalities for clearance of the goods from Indonesia, and the buyer would then be responsible for everything from that point onward.
Does that mean they'll need to organise insurance for the goods whilst they're in transit?
Precisely. The insurance arrangements and costs will be covered by your buyer, who has now got control of the goods.
So when I quote a price to my buyer using the FAS Incoterm, I need to ensure that I take into account any export clearance charges and any other charges in providing a delivery notification to my buyer.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Chris. This makes a lot more sense to me now. Thanks a lot for your time today, Chris.
No problem, Rena. I'm glad we've been able to help. There you have it. I think we've been able to provide Rena with some useful information. We'll examine other Incoterms in our next session. Thanks for listening today. Bye for now.